Thank you, Alison. The first story this week is a blistering attack by a Conservative Council leader on government directives which have stopped Norfolk councils from giving planning permission for new houses. Our letters section will show that some Evening News readers do not agree with his view that Natural England advisers are idiots. Drug kingpins who brought fear to Norfolk have been sentenced to more than 300 years in prison, and police chiefs are convinced that drug networks are being disrupted. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, the NNN, has unveiled plans to boost staff morale. However, staff morale cannot be helped by the amazing amount of time ambulances have to wait outside the Norfolk and Norwich, with crews spending the equivalent of nearly 2 years waiting between November 2022 and April 2023. To start us off, here is Alison with more about the attack on Natural England planning permission directives.
A Conservative council leader has launched a blistering attack on government advisers who have left construction workers fearing for their jobs amid a stall on Norfolk House building. John Fuller, South Norfolk council leader, railed against a Natural England directive which stopped councils in much of Norfolk granting planning permission for thousands of new homes. Branding the Nutrient Neutrality Directive ill-conceived, Mr. Fuller, the longest-serving council leader in Norfolk, said, "How on earth can we trust these idiots? Stopping building a few bungalows in Bunwell is not going to clean up the rivers. I'm afraid this is a case of misdirection." The directive, issued in March last year, was triggered by fears that pollution from new housing would contribute to rising levels of nitrogen and phosphates in the Norfolk Broads and the River Wensum. Such nutrients reduce oxygen in the water and make it harder for aquatic species to survive. Council bosses hope a new scheme this month allowing house builders to offset the impact of developments by buying credits to fund mitigation measures via a joint venture with Anglian Water will mean that some decisions can be made.
Snared drug kingpins have been jailed for more than 300 years after wreaking misery in Norfolk by supplying heroin and crack cocaine. Norfolk Constabulary said there have been 82 county lines convictions over the past 3 years, with criminals facing 315 years and 11 months behind bars. The Force revealed the figure to highlight the success of a team set up to disrupt the devastating county line scourge, and it confirmed it had shut down 74 lines bringing Class A drugs into the county since the team was set up in 2019. Chief Constable Paul Sandford said, "County lines drug dealing and the exploitation and violence that comes with it has a devastating impact on our communities. The removal of these Class A drugs from our streets has a knock-on effect to other related criminality, protecting some of the most vulnerable people in Norfolk as well as the wider community. County lines are where drugs gangs set up distribution networks into provincial towns or cities. Often based in major cities such as London or Liverpool, the gang leaders remain there to take the lion's share of any profit, while young and vulnerable people are exploited." Detective Inspector Robin Windsor-Waite, who leads the county lines team, said, "Targeting those at the top of the pyramid disrupts the entire supply chain into our county. Our tactics have been so successful we have had a 100% conviction rate with all the lines we have targeted."
The snaring of drugs kingpins behind the supply of heroin and crack cocaine onto the streets of Norwich has been hailed by police chiefs. Norfolk Police said there have been 82 county lines convictions over the past 3 years, with the captured criminals facing 315 years and 11 months behind bars. The trade of Class A drugs has triggered violence on the city streets, with rival gangs trying to protect their turf, while vulnerable people, including teenagers, have been recruited as drug runners. Teenagers have been used as mules to peddle drugs, while vulnerable adults can be cuckooed, with homes taken over.
The region's biggest hospital has unveiled plans to shake its unwanted reputation as having the country's glummest workforce by sprucing up staff facilities. A recent NHS survey showed that the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has the lowest staff morale in any acute hospital across the country. The results have been described as disappointing by bosses at the Colney site, who have said addressing the issue has to be made one of its top priorities. At a meeting of the hospital's board of directors, bosses vowed to make significant investments on addressing the concerns raised in the survey. Paul Jones, chief people officer at the hospital, told the board the hospital would be spending £750,000 on improving facilities for staff and an extra £800,000 on driving recruitment. He said, "Improving staff experience is one of our top priorities, and upgrading facilities for our staff is a key part of our NNUH people promise. We are investing in a refurbishment and upgrade of staff rest areas this year. Currently, the hospital has a vacancy rate of more than 11%, meaning that just over 1 in 10 posts are not filled. He said, if we do not correct this, we're going to get the same result in 6 months.
Ambulance crews spent the equivalent of 3.5 years stranded outside Norfolk's hospitals over the winter, staggering new figures have shown. Between November the 12th and April the 2nd, paramedics spent a soul-destroying 31,423 combined hours waiting in Norfolk Hospital car parks for their patients to be admitted. The region's largest hospital, the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, bore the brunt of these waits, with ambulance crews spending the equivalent of 709 days, almost 2 years, waiting. The startling statistic comes despite local health bosses spending £11 million on a raft of measures to fight off winter collapse. The new figures have shone another light on the insurmountable pressure on the region's fracturing health and social care services. Norwich's three main hospitals nationally ranked third, the NNN, fourth, the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, and fifth, the James Paget, for the percentage of ambulances waiting longer than an hour for patients to be admitted. At the NNN, half of all patients arriving by ambulance spent at least 1 hour waiting.